סימן ה, אויס חוף כפופה. חוף כפופה, קבולס החוסד שצריך להיות הגולה. We have a קבולה from רבנו יהודה החוסד that the חוף should be round מכל צד ולא יהיה לו שום זובס. Should be totally round in the back and shouldn't have any corners. לכתחילה. ואם עושה לו זובס, if it does have a corner, באחריה מלמעלה, כשרה. אם היא הגולה מלמטה. If it has a corner on the top, that's still going to be kosher, so long as it's round on the bottom. So we're saying that the ikar is the bottom. Avol amasla azavis milamata, but if it has a corner on the bottom, harezu doimila beiz upsula. It's similar to a beiz, and therefore it's not going to be kosher for a chaf anymore. That's the first shita. V'yesh aimrim, there's another shita that says, the kol sheyesh lazavis lamala oilamata psula. That even a corner on the top would passel. Before we said only a corner on the bottom would passel. The Yeshayim says even a corner on the top would passel. V'tia panel lemala ulemata shavim. The front of the chaf, the left side of the chaf, should end evenly on the top and the bottom. V'reichav chalal k'ayve kulmas, and the reichav of the chalal of the chaf should be an ayve kulmas. Says the Lishkas HaSefer, Sivkotin Tezvav. אבל אם עושה לו זובס מלמטה וכו', בשולחן אורך הנ"ל, בשולחן אורך הרב, כוסף, he writes, אבל אם עושה מלמטה ומלמעלה וכו'. See the lotion in the שולחן אורך הרב. ולכורה קשה דיוקה, דרישה הדיוקה דסייפה. The רישה and the סייפה of the שולחן אורך הרב don't stim. Why? רישה משמע דווקא הגולה למטה כשרה. The רישה is משמע that dafka, if it's round on the bottom, it's kosher. V'seifa mashma da filu yesh lazovis lamata imagula lamalak shera. The resh is mashma that only when it's round on the bottom is it kosher. And the seif is mashma that if it's squared on the bottom, if it's round on the top, it's still going to be kosher. V'reisi b'tziyunei amara mokim shekosav v'zeh l'shaynei. In the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, there are amara mekaymas. So in the Mar Mekaymus on this din, he writes, V'zela Shainai, Ayin Sham, which means look in the Beis Yosef, B'shem the Baruch Sha'amar, Ba'ois Mem, Uba'ois Pei, Ubamashakosav, Beis Yosef, B'shem Irena Arias Kandrani, Ba'ois Chof, Ubedarke Moshe, V'tzarechian. Ad Kan L'Shainai. That's what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says. Ubi'yuni Shama, when I looked in all those Mar Mekaymus, Nirlan Fian Yazdaiti, Kidiyuka de Reisha Iker. The diuk of the reisha, where he said that dafka, if it's round on the bottom, it's going to be kosher. It seems like that's the ikar halacha. Why? The dafka ba'gul lamata yesh lahachshir shekain kasev sham beis yosef me'abar shamar ba'is pei the kasha ein lazavis lamata techashiv tmunas chaf afal pi sheyesh lazavis lamala. Because by the pei he says that so long as it's round on the bottom, it still looks like a chaf, even though it's squared on top. Sharei b'ksiva hamu sheres nagu asayfrim lasis es achof kimoi pei lenoi, which means that they made it round on the bottom with a ribua on the top. So therefore you see that the ikar, what makes it into a chof, is being round on the bottom. Ad kan l'shoinei ayin sham. Avalim osa lo zovis lamata, but if you make a square on the bottom, afal pi shehi agul lamala nir li dein lahachshir. If it's squared on the bottom, even though it's round on the top, which is the sheet of the Yesh Aimrim, that would be machshir, says the Kesis. I don't think that would be kosher. Sharei b'ksav svardis, because in Velish, oisin es ha-beiz, gamkein agulu lamala. They make the beiz round on top, so you see that the ribua on the bottom still makes it a beiz. So over here, the eagle on the bottom would make it a chaf. By the beis, the square on the bottom makes it a beis. By the chaf, the round on the bottom makes it a chaf. Aval kishayesh la zavis lamala. It should say zavis, not zavis. Aval kishayesh la zavis lamala va'agula lamata. But when it's squared on the top and rounded on the bottom, efshe diyesh lismaych lahachshir b'dievid, one could be meikel, kishanim tzakein b'sefer Torah b'shasakriya, shaloi lahoitzi sefer Torah acher, va'ayin sifkotin shachreza. Should one find in a Sefer Torah, during Kriyas HaTorah, a chaf that's round on the bottom and squared on the top, one would not have to put back the Sefer Torah. Says the Keses, Ois chaf pshuta, tzarech li ois gaga kotzer, the gaga of the end of chaf should be short, shalai tidme l'resh, because if the gag is going to be wide, it will look like a resh. L'chein, l'yim shalich oisa, b'soif shita. For that reason, when you have an endachaf at the end of the line, you shouldn't stretch the gag, because it's going to make it look like a resh. V'yafal pi shekol ha'oisiyas ein l'mayishchan, even though all the oisiyas really shouldn't be stretched, mikol mokim b'diyevid k'sheris, nevertheless, that's only l'chadchila not to stretch oisiyas. But b'diyevid, a stretched ois is still going to be kosher. That's by a regular ois. Aval zu, but an endachaf, psula imatinik ein ekarik ilchasa. If the tinik doesn't recognize it as a chaf anymore, it's not going to be kosher. Ulechatchila tzarech liyos kol hapshutos arukos kashir she'im hayu nichbelu hayu kfufos, that if you would curl them up, they would turn into a kfufa. In other words, if you have an endachaf, it should be long enough that if you curl up the leg of the endachaf, it will produce a chaf kfufa. For this reason, one should not make the chaf pshuta with the zavis on top. Why? Because when you curl it, we want it to be a proper chaf kfufa. There's no difference between a chaf kfufa and a chaf pshuta. So since by a chaf pshuta, by a chaf kfufa, we want it to be rounded on the top. So by a chaf pshuta, we also want it to be rounded on the top. Vim asa la zavis. Again, it's supposed to say zavis. Vim asa la zavis lamala kemoy dalid. What if he made the end of chaf with a square on the top like a dalid? Yesh poislim. There are those that hold that an end of chaf with a square top is possible. V'yesh machshirin. V'yesh lismay chaleim b'diyevid. The David Emma says that if the chaf is squared on the top, you could be makel b'diyevid and say that such a chaf is still kosher. Sifkotin tezayin. V'yesh machshirin. Ayin Magen Avram, simin lamed beis. Sifkotin chavav. Have a look in the Magen Avram, in Sifkotin chavav, where over there he brings the Meram Galanti, who says that a square chaf is kosher. And he brings the Maril, he says his mashmer from the Maril, that it's not kosher. Ubetshuvas Dvar Shmuel, Simen Kuf Samach Gimel, Mavur Gamkein, like the Meram Galanti, Shehoyam and Hogem, Lekosva, Kamoy Dalet, V'loi Pikbek B'zeh Klal, he has no problem with that, Ayin Shom. V'ulai Mishum, Desfir Lei, the after Ein Lechalek, Ben Kfufa L'Pshuta, V'gam HaPshuta, Tzarech Liyos Boif, and Shem Tikofif, Tehechof Kfufa, Kamoy Shekosva HaPoiskim, and if so, really it should be round on the top and not square. Mikol Makam Svirlei the Kfufa Gufa Ein Kpeda Imena Agula Lamala, must be that the Dvar Shmuel holds that by a regular chaf, if it's squared on top, it's not a problem. Ukmoshe Kasabnu B'Sifkaten Lifneza, like we said in the previous Sifkaten, that one could be Makel. There's a Yesh Aimrim that says that one could be Makel if it's squared on the top. Not the Yesh Aimrim. That was actually the first Shita. Val kol panim gam mi sheyirtze lahachmir, even if you want to be machmir, nearly in fiyah niyaz daiti diyochel atakna. In other words, even if you're going to say that an endachaf that's squared on top is possible, nevertheless, says the Kesis Avada, you still would be able to fix it. Gam v'tfilin and mezuzahis, even in tfilin and mezuzahis, al yedei ha'safas diyoi, by adding ink to round it off, lasayis ha'agula, v'lay havi mishum zeh shalai kisidron, and that will not be a problem of Shalai Kisidron. Why? The Tzurasa Alei HaMikri, because it still looks like an Endachav, K'may Shekosav HaPrima Godim. Udeloi, K'Shulchan Aruch HaNal, not like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Shehechmir Bezeh Kedas HaRias Kandrani, that he wants to say that a square chaf, not only is it puzzle, but it can even not be fixed. Ois Lamed. Tzarech Liyais Tzavara Aruch K'may Vav. A lamed is comprised of a chaf on bottom and a vav on top. So the vav on top should be lengthy like a vav. V'roisha, and the head of this vav, ogul letzad yamin, it should be round on the right side. Letzad smile, and on the left side, zavis l'roisha, k'may roisha vav, it should be squared like a regular vav. Kitmunas alamed, hu k'may chaf kfufa v'alea vav, as we said. V'mitam zeh, for this reason, yiyaz enova, the bottom of the lamed should be av, the kofuf, and it should be bent, heitev lefoneh, it should be bent significantly to the left, v'tia agula me'achareh, and it should be round in the back, letzad yamin, on the right side, k'moy chaf kfufa, like a regular chaf. Av letzad smile, but on the left side of the chaf, makam chibur haguf im matzavar, where the chaf and the vav match up in that spot, Yelazavis Bain Saif Havav Shayarid Bedakus Litzuras Chof. There should be a square in the spot where the Vav connects to the Chof. The Kolzelchatchila. Val Pi Hasaid Tsarachlias Loshne Tagim Al Rosh Tzavara. There should be Al Pi Kabbalah two tagim on the head of the Lamed. Hayamani Gavaya, the right one, Hayamini Gavaya, the right one should be tall. Ma'at. Vahasmali, Namuch Mimenu, and the left one should be shorter than the right one, which I'll explain in the Lishka why that is. Says the Lishka Zasefer, Sifkot Yud Zayin, Oruch Kumoy Vav, the top of the Lamed should not be short, rather it should be long, like a Vav, Vimloy Herech Esatzavar Ela Osa Kein Yud, but if the Sefer didn't do this, he didn't make it long like a Vav, rather he made it short like a Yud, B'Sefer Melech HaShamayim, maybe, Ki B'Sefer Or Yisrael Pasal, the Melech HaShamayim brings from the Or Yisrael that such a Lamed is Pasal. For Rabbanim Achayim Nisvakru Imoy Bezeh. And there was a Machlaikis between the Or Yisrael and other Rabbanim of his generation whether or not such a Lamed is Pasal. V'Nechzi Anan Bezeh Hashem, let's have a look at this situation. Hine, Mitzad HaSvara Nira, it would seem, Kevon She'en Lanu Haychacha Min HaShas, שצריך ליה יסדפקה כמו יבוב, ודלוי סאגי כשהוא כמו יוד, יש לנו להכשר בדיעבד. בהשקף הראשונה, says the Kaz HaSefer, the Lishka, since there's no raya from Shas, that it needs to be דפקה like a vov and not like a yud, we should be makel בדיעבד. וכמו שכוסף נוידה ביהודה סימן פי, that the Tzuris HaOisius, נוידה ביהודה says the Tzuris HaOisius are only לכתחילה. But if it's not precisely the way it's meant to be, it's still going to be kosher. So that would be not like the Or Yisrael. For easy b'sefer shnois chayim, I saw that Reb Shlomo Kluger writes in Simen Tzadik Gimel, Kosav, the yesh lezem makar b'shas. It does have a makar in shas. K'may shekosav b'sefer bar shomer, shal kein amru b'shas, the tzrichan la'aniach ben shita l'shita kim la'shita. It says in the Gemara in Menachas Handaf Lamed that you have to leave between the lines of the writing kim la'shita. So if you have to have a Maloy Shita, then obviously the Tzavar of the Lamed is the height of a Vav and not the height of a Yud, because you don't need a full Shita for a Yud. Rather, for a Vav, you do need a full Shita. For Oidmi, Mashakazim, Mesechlis, Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Gimel, another Raya from the Gemara Bava Basra, where the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar, Kegoin Lecho Lecho, Ze Al Gabe Ze, Alma kasavar shnei shitin ve'arba avirin. When you have the word lecha on top of another word lecha, so that's two lines and four air spaces, which means that you need one air space for the top of the top lamed, a second air space for the lamed itself, another air space for the leg of the chaf, another air space for the top of the second lamed, another space for the lamed, and another air space for the bottom of the second chaf. So that's two shitin ve'arba avirin. U'b'sefer magni yibarim tikkun seferim sifkaten yud zayin kosav ki haraya harishayna shel bar shomer, the first raya of the maloy shita lav raya hi. That's not a raya. The yesh loimer ad harevach ben shita l'shita tzrichin mishum ha'oisiyas ha'pshutais she'tzrichin liyais arukais ad ha'shita shetachta. You don't need it for the lamed, rather you need it for the endachaf. Aval haraya hashniya. So mamela, the first raya that you need a full length of a vav on top of the lamed is not a raya, because who says you need it for the lamed? Maybe you need it for the end of letters. Aval haraya hashniya. But the second raya of the two shitin and the four avirin, kosav shehi raya nechayna, because you see that the avir of the top of the lamed takes up a full avir, which means a full line. So you see that it's the length of a vav. So Mimela comes out that you do have a raya from Shas. The first raya of a maloy shita is anyway not a raya. Because you can say that really the only reason why you need a maloy shita is just a din in hider. And therefore, even if you don't have a maloy shita, it's still going to be kosher. So you see that the tzavar of the lamed doesn't have to be like a vav. That it's only mishum hider that you have to leave a maloy shita. So that raya would be out. ועוד יש להם לפי עיני הסתייתי, הטעם כדי שלא יהיה עיני הקורי משייטטויס, אם יהיו השיטן קרויבס זו אצל זו, ויתו בראשי השיטן. Another reason why you need a מלוי שיטה is because the person reading it is going to keep on losing the place. It's going to be very difficult to read. But it's not because technically the Lamed is not going to be kosher. V'ayin mashe kosav, v'simen yud gimel sif katan hey. Give a look at what we're going to write in simen yud gimel sif katan hey, that over there he also says that the din of einem mishaytetos is when you can't find the beginning of the line easily. So if the lines are squished, you're not going to be able to find the beginning of the line. So it has nothing to do with the fact that you need a full revach for the vav of the lamed. It's a different reason entirely. The second raya of the arba avirin is also not a raya, says the Kesis. The haloika amri ela arba avirin. All it says is that you need four avirin. Avaloi nizkar sheha avir hu kumloi shita. Doesn't say anywhere how big that avir is. Al kein nir elafine es daiti dim nimtza kein b'sefer Torah b'shas kriya she'iyev sheletaken yesh lehachshir. Memela kumtais that if you find such a lamed in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, you could be Mekel, v'cheinim ninsa kein v'shem HaKodesh, and the same thing would be by a shame that you could be Mekel and it would not be a psul. V'chein b'tfilin u'mezuzis yesh la'achshir, and in tfilin u'mezuzis also, one would be able to be Mekel because obviously it would not be able to be fixed because it would be a problem of shalei kesidron. Avol b'makam she'yachaylon l'takin, but l'moshel in a sefer Torah, where it's not a Shem Hashem and you can fix it, tzrichin l'takin avada, you have to fix it. V'im osa es ha-tzavar rak kav poshut. What about another case where you made the tzavar of the lamed like a straight line, v'loi k'moi vav, not with the head of a vav, yesh l'hachshir b'shas ha-tchak, one could be megal b'shas ha-tchak, t'haynu em nimtza kein b'sefer Torah b'shabbos, ein tzarech lo'itzi acheres, you don't have to take out another sefer Torah, v'chein b'tfilin, and the same thing would be by tfilin, im ein lo yacherim yanichem b'loi bracha, if you don't have any other pair of tfilin, you would be able to wear these without a bracha. This is what it says in the Sefer HaChaim. It's worth pointing out that in the Sefer HaChaim, in the new prince, he was chayzer from this. So Mela, people should be aware that this is a shayla. Sifkaten yud ches, v'kofuf heitiv lefaneha, the lamed should be forward, the bottom of the lamed should be significantly bent to the left. B'sefer Gan HaMelech lebal ha-mechaber ginas vrodim, hevi b'shemer advaz, he brings from the advaz, shetzarech liyaz davka hatzad, shelamata ad keneged hatzad shelamala. It has to extend all the way till the end, kedei she'yia lo mamish tmunas chof kfufa imvav, shemamish bi a chaf kfufa. In other words, the moshav of the lamed should go all the way till the end. V'huz al chaylik olav. And the Ginas Vradim argues, the Gan HaMelech argues under Advaz, and he says, v'kosav she'en das ha-poiskim she'tzarech liyaz lo tmunas chaf behechlet, doesn't mamish have to be a full chaf, el aloymer she'kreva liyaz kach, should be similar to a chaf, avaloy liyikuva, doesn't mamish have to be till the end, and it's certainly not liyikuva. Very easy, b'sefer avoydes hayoyim, I saw in the Sefer Avodas Hayoim, which was written by one of the Bnei Doiroi of the Lishkas HaSofer, Shekosav, that he writes, V'yesh Poislin, im nechtav gag hatachta in rochav k'moya elyon, that if you mamish make a full chaf, there are those that hold that it's possible. Ad kan l'shayne. V'lo yadana maninu, I haven't found such a shita, says the Lishka. Yesh Poislin elu. I don't know who he's talking about. V'arei daser advaz b'ipuch mamish, the advaz says the exact opposite. V'af bal Gan HaMelech loy kosav ela deinei ma'akiv. And even the Gan HaMelech, all he says is that it's not ma'akiv. And others, the Radvaz says it does have to go till the end. And the Gan HaMelech just says that it's not ma'akiv if it doesn't go till the end. Meinei rochav k'moy tzara elyon. Aval pshita degam lehepach einei ma'akiv, but avada, if it goes till the end, it's also not going to be ma'akiv. V'hincha roya shekol ha'poiskim kosvu she'tmunasa k'moy chavav. V'ayin ma shekosvu ha'beis b'shem Arias Gandrani. That over there, apparently, what the Lishka is alluding to is that over there it says the words that it should have a tsuras chaf. So apparently, the Lishka was medayik from the words tsuras chaf that it doesn't have to mamish be a chaf. Vim kain, mansof and lemifsel, memela, how can the sefer Avodas Hayoim come along and say that it's a psul, if it's mamish achof, there's no makom to say such a thing. Sifkot and Yutes, Hayamani Gavaya Ma'at, we said that the right tag of the lamed should be taller. The reason is, Ki elu shnei tagin miramzin ala chesed v'din. These two tagim are miramiz to chesed and din. Alkein hayimini shemiramiz l'chesed godol yoseh. So avada, we want the right tag, which is miramiz to chesed, to be taller than the left tag, which is miramiz to din.